105.5 WMFO.
Lonesome, I was a lonely boy. I went down to Kingston where sweat's got me pacing, heart's pounding and trembling, palpitating and racing. This is chasing off the good things, no longer solid, but I don't know why or how. Feel downright squalid. Am I expiring right now? Is this feeling November? I'm walking the street tonight. I'm a burning ember and I'm in the zone of twilight. I can't let this hurt me. I don't wanna feel the pain. My heart may desert me, but my mind and soul remain. Is this fair?
Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Starts before I begin. How long before said, I got a few tickets, wanna go for a ride now.
And the Apple Girl
took a hold of her hand at the old time dance with the promenade and twirl.
Ah, and the Apple Girl.
We'll be right back.
like one, two, three, four. Standing up and out the door. One, two, three, four. Oh, who put the bottle down low? Didn't cover it up and let everybody know. Oh, who put the bottle down low? Oh, who put the storm in the back of your head? Say this is the last time. This is the last time. And you let everybody know. Who put the bottle down? Oh, who put the storm in the back of your head? Running from thunder, hiding under your bed. Oh, who put the storm in your head?
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Time when you won't know me, won't seem into the heap. Make a bidding bonfire for the dark impending sleep. Constellation fade in the horizon. Lifetime dreams are melting into the blue. With 91 candles, never more to burn. Constellations fade in the horizon. Lifetime dreams are melting into the blue. There'll come a time when you won't know me. It won't seem funny.
limb. So when he runs, he finds perfect synergy. Not perfect, his decoration he teaches physical education instead of sport coats. Wears a whistle around his forearm. Every night I dream of Hugo Cantor, Dostoevsky. In my skin, my blood bleeds articles and preposition. I woke up crying, satiated for T.S. Eliot. Kissed my shoulder blade, I lie silent, alone with thoughts about what he's dreaming. I want him lost in Milton's paradise, Maya Angelou's perfect rhythm, or Billy Collins. It's not some sweaty school gymnasium. Every night I dream of Vonnegut, Herman Melville. In my skin, my blood bleeds articles and prepositions. He noticed how my words combine like silent pictures. Will he just say goodnight? He woke up shaking, his lips parentheses part to speak. His evening's dreaming, I lie there quiet, alone and trembling expectation. Said his dreams were desecrated. The 49ers beat the Patriots. I just kissed him, rubbed his shoulders, and drifted back to sleep. If every night my dreams seem callous to you, please remember bed's a library chest for all our sleep, and let me dream them.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
that's as far as I can bend. Only so much disrespect then. Only so much undermining. Only so much looking away. I cannot fight it, take still smiling. And no more times, no more times. From now I won't stand strong in silence.
flush too much. I like to listen and I like to look. But if you can't accommodate, I'm fine with a book. The days are short now, but